K-State Nation. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you from, per usual, Kansas City, Missouri, on this Monday reaction edition to what we witnessed over the weekend. Microcosm of the 2025 season for K-State football team. This is the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Monday, November 24th, 2025. This will come out tonight as soon as I get home from work. So I'm going to get into it right here because I'm gonna try to have a time frame. So I would like to try to get this in here. But maybe I might do another part two or something like that. But my goodness, we all did not expect. We all knew we were going to lose, but not the way that we did. K-State had a 10-point lead late, and we have seen this multiple times all year long. And look, I'm going to take out the emotion afterward. I'll talk about that later. The motion in the press conference and whatnot from Chris Klieman and, of course, being had to be consoled there. Gene Taylor, I'm going to take that out. I'm just going to talk about what we saw. And usually I don't talk press conference anyway. I usually talk from the heart of Kansas City, Missouri, that K-State lost. The upset bid done. Could not finish off the upset bid on Utah. Utah rallies back and keeps their hopes alive for a college football playoff and a Big 12 appearance there with a 51-47 defeat over K-State in Salt Lake City late Saturday afternoon, early evening in Salt Lake City, Utah. First meeting between these two teams ever came down to that. My goodness. And I said to someone after the game, it was a bad Saturday for college football. This is why I talked about the EG3 podcast. Frustrations. I'm just gonna not give a damn. Okay, right? So, I don't even know where to start. Only thing I didn't know how to start, really, two things that stood out. One, that having a 10-point lead late in the game. I mean, you have Utah on the ropes there in that situation, and yeah, the officiating sucked ass. Again, I apologize. I'm sorry. Look, I can go down multiple avenues. I've said this on really multiple games this year on this podcast, Return of the Football Team. Just like the women's basketball team, they were on a run, couldn't make the plays down the stretch to lose to Green Bay. And here, it followed the K-State football team late. You dominated the first half of the game. You silence that stadium out there. And then you... And I recorded that Green Bay postcast during halftime. It's like, all right, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to try not to jinx it because something's going to happen. And it did. Late, 10-point lead late, you can't hold on to it. I mean, I thought the BJ Payne forced fumble there was going to do it. I mean, you put the ball in the end zone right there, that's game over. You didn't take advantage of that. You punted the way, and it seemed like the offense self-destructed late there. The Utah, that atmosphere out there, holy, you got to give Utah fans a lot of credit right there. It seemed the avalanche happened. It's a microcosm of the season. It's a microcosm of the season. And now, we know the kickoff of Colorado. Figure it will be early there. The regular season finale, Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We talk about that down the road here. But my goodness, folks. You're thinking that we have them on the ropes. Okay, down 10 with 5 minutes to go. Oh, damn. Dan Pierre off a little bit. And we have an opportunity to win this game. Hell yeah. Let's go, baby. But... just one thing after another, and that's game. All of a sudden, that's ball game, right there. I mean, yeah, I'm like, all you can do is throw your hands up in the air, say another what if, and Avery Johnson saying that I'm summarizing it, they're devastated in the locker room. He never been a part of something like this. Yeah, because he's winning. Obviously, this team has not been up to the task in closing teams out. Baylor, you're up. Baylor, 2 by multiple scores. Let's see, you're up. Yeah, you're up multiple. You're up Baylor by multiple scores. You have Texas Tech early on in the game. Have a chance to put down a throat on them. Couldn't do that. There, you have a chance to really make. Yes, Texas Tech is a very good team, but you have a chance to put them in an uncomfortable spot at home. And here, Utah, you had multiple opportunities to put them away, especially late in that game. You did not do it. Again, I'm taking the press comments away. I'm not away there. Yes, you're down Chase Brown. Who would have thought Chase Brown, and obviously no Dylan Edwards on the team, obviously, but Joe Jackson go off in this game? Sure as hell not me. Sure as hell not me. And there was finally a Antonio Martin signing, which I thought he'd be more involved in the offense going into the game. You know, let me pull it up here. Yeah, Antonio Martin almost ran for 100 yards. He hit pay dirt. Avery Johnson had a long run in this game. He hit pay dirt. 72 yards on 12 totes. Antonio Martin, where he been at all season? I don't know. Where he at, coaching staff? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But 5 carries, 89 yards there. I was expecting we wind back the clock early in this, before even season started, when we got this transfer, that he was going to be at least a bigger part in offense than he has been the entire season. Comes up with a big run there. 5 totes, 89 yards. One of them gets called back. See? Shoot yourselves in the foot there in that spot. But Joe Jackson breaking Darren Sproles' single-game rushing record. That's insane. That's crazy. By a yard. Who had that on the K-State football bingo card going into the season? Anybody raise their hand? Not me. So, that 24 carries, 293 yards, 3 touchdowns. Boy, you would have told me that if we lose by 4, I would laugh at you and say, ain't no way. There's no way, especially the way this year's going. Right? Right? So, all that to say, I'd rather get blown out than lose like this. And I've seen plenty of games, college football games, even NFL games. Yep. Yeah, I ain't going there on one particular game. But you have to close out. And this team did not do it yet again. So you did not do that. Avery Johnson was not good through the year. 12 of 23, 102 yards, touchdown and a pick. The pick to seal the game, by the way, there. As well as K-State trying to make something happen with 50 seconds to go. Obviously, that was going to be a problem there as well. Johnson, as I said, 12 carries for another 72 yards and another touchdown on the ground. Quay Moss, he had 18 yards in here for some reason on this list. Jahron Tibbs, 6 catches for 45 yards. Garrett Oakley, another 33 yards on 4 catches in this ballgame as K-State gives away this game. 51-47 to Utah there. Blows a 10-point lead of 5 minutes in the game on Saturday night in Salt Lake City. Utah, Eddie Greer for another reaction of Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Not only that, Utah is ranked 12th there, and you had Utah pretty much on the ropes the entire football game, and you did not get it done. You did not finish. Did not finish. How many times have I said that all year long? I can't count. I can't remember. Zion Rich, your leading tackler in this game, 7 tackles, Asa Newsome, 6. VJ Payne, like I said, VJ Payne had what could have been the game-winning play, forced fumble there. And K-State, you get the ball right there in that spot. You got a chance to run some clock a little bit. That didn't happen. So there's a lot of missed opportunities that you can point to there. Yeah, the officiation was crap again, but you cannot leave it to the officials there. And again, I can say a whole bunch of officials. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here and put the blame on officials. I'm putting it square on this football team You have the number 12 team in the country on the if I would have told you in the pregame, told y'all that, oh yeah, K-State's going to be up 10 with 5 minutes to go in the game. We got a chance to upset number 12 ranked team in the country. Y'all would tell you crazy. I didn't say that. I didn't even say that in the pregame. I said we would get blown out. Everybody else thought we would get, even K-State media, the podcast, all the podcasts sitting here saying, oh, we're going to get destroyed by Utah. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports Reaction Edition to what happened, why we did not finish off the potential upset. And even, and shout out Nick Saban. You're the real hero. Nick Saban. Pick K-State as the upset special. But we didn't come through. We did not come through. And I'd be damned if I said we had a chance to upset. But it's just a matter of fact that big play after big play in this ball game. This was wild. This was definitely one of the more wilder games, if not the wildest games, all year in the Big 12 Conference. This is crazy right here. So, again, I'm taking away the press conference motions and all that stuff. This team, again, Cole Medmick said on that post-postcast, 3-mall, that this is more, I mean, gotta finish, 5 minutes to go in the game, you cannot get, and then, yeah, in that spot there, you gotta run clock, at least, make Utah use the timeouts. There's gotta be some smart coaching going on in that in-game situation, in that point. Sometimes, you just can't get, all of a sudden get pass happy, and Avery Johnson was not good in the passing game. And yeah, you gotta on an afternoon where you run wild on one of the better run defenses in the country. You continue to force the issue on them, make them tackle you. Joe Jackson was unbelievable in this ball game. The run game was unbelievable. You should just hindsight, run the football, run it, make Utah tackle you. They weren't on top of their A game. You had a chance to squash them. You didn't do that. So that's very unfortunate for this team not to get it, not to seize control. Really put this game away. That's crazy. That, let me see here. Let me pull it up. Yeah, Devin Dampier on the other end, 2 for 259. 2 TDs, rush for another 94 yards, another 2 TDs. Let me see here. Who's this? Dalen Bentley. 3 catches for 54 yards. He scored a touchdown in this ball game here. So it just, Devin Dampier in the leadership that he showed right there, that also needs to get a star by that as well. They're in that spot. Utah had everything to lose in this ball game. K-State did not. And you got to give them a lot of credit in this situation here. And by the way, yeah, Utah now 9-2 keeps their slim Big 12 hopes alive. And, of course, their college football playoff hopes alive. In that same sentence, K-State now, you got to beat Colorado to get the bowl eligibility now. You're 5-6 and 4-4 in the Big 12 after this heartbreaking tough loss, whatever you want to call it, 51-47 Saturday night in Salt Lake City, Utah. So, yeah, I just don't know where we can go from here. You got to turn around and play Colorado Saturday morning. So, you got to lick the wounds somehow and get the bowl eligible. Somehow, against Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. If that doesn't happen, I don't know what is there. So, look, there's been support for Chris Kleiman. I understand that from a fan perspective, from a podcast perspective. Like I said prior to the Utah game, there's a lot of questions that I just still need to discuss and just to talk about on the show. Because this is the third time Baylor on the road, give that one away. You lose on a blocked field goal there. We have lost in brutal-ass fashion this year. Baylor, one of them. Army, let me see. Yeah, Army, another one. that you lose to a terrible Army team that you couldn't even stop. See, you can Army, the Army game. Yep, Iowa State. You had opportunities there, missed opportunities there in the Iowa State the opener. Arizona, go back to that game. Arizona, opportunities right there in that spot to beat Arizona. Didn't do that. So there's just been missed opportunity after missed opportunity, and not just about this game, a missed opportunity. You can go back to the entire season, which will probably obviously go through because, yeah, this is, and yeah, and he, again, Coleman, I was going to bring up the whole Houston game again. Yeah, from last year, that you were double digits on Houston. And Houston last year got Memphis back in the game, and you lost to Houston, a team at that point you should have beat. At that point, Houston's had a great season this year, a team that you should have beat, and you didn't get it done. So it's just, I don't know. This team does not know how to finish in games. I'm not giving an excuse. 12th-ranked Utah on the ropes. You run the football. That was your bread and butter all in that game. Don't put the ball in harm's way and all that. Run the football. Your offensive line was actually solid. Really, really solid in this ball game. And it's a damn shame that, you know, coach staff, the offensive coaches were not smart enough to run the football in that situation there. When VJ Payne forced that fumble, I'm like, oh, damn, we got a chance to win this damn game. Oh, damn, we got an opportunity. I'm sitting thinking, oh, there's a chance. K-State can pull this off. Nope. We want to throw the football there and just not give Joe Jackson, Antonio Martin a chance there to really slam the door on Utah in the ball game. This just can't happen, and it just can't. And there's been so many missed opportunities this year that we're dead. Yeah, obviously 8 wins not gonna happen. High expectations, you obviously, I've noted that too many times in the show. Ain't gonna happen. There's so many questions going into the offseason that are gonna have to be answered at some point or another. You cannot have another season like this. I mean, opportunities were right there for you, and you cannot capitalize. It comes down to finishing in the fourth quarter. You didn't finish, and we're sitting here now. 5-6, need a win, and anything can happen with this team. Who knows where the middle cycle is at after this? This is devastating. Yeah, I'll be devastated too. Hell yeah, devastated too. This is devastating. Having a team, you had a chance to do damage, to ruin Utah's season, and Utah rallies back like that. I do know that. That's a devastating loss. Absolutely devastating. And now, I don't know where this mental psyche is. Even Chris Klieman, head coach of this football team, I don't know where his head's going to be at. So I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, folks, that, you know, I ain't going to pull punches. I hate doing it, but it's reality. It's not like we can't sit here and make up stuff that, oh, yeah, it's all roses and flowers and roses, whatever you want to call it. It's just not that. It just can't happen. It just can't. And the fact that you had this team on the ropes there is definitely disappointing and devastating. And now you're staring at potential 5-7 season there. All in all, it's a disappointing season. we stay the obvious there as well. So yeah, man. K-State had a 10-point lead, only to lose it 51-47 Saturday night to the 12th-ranked Utah Utes. Utah keeps their slim hopes alive. There, I'll come back later on after I get off work. When I get back to the E3 confines, we'll go to the stand and we'll talk about the rest of the Big 12 on another episode in the stands, looking in, and maybe even expand more on what we just saw. Man, oh man, just a lot of missed opportunities there. You can even go old school and run the football. Rewind the time clock a little bit. K-State is known for running the football. Run it. Run the football. Man, you told you saw the timeouts. I think they had like, what, 2 timeouts when they got the ball left. When we gave the ball back to Utah, I think they had 2 timeouts left. Make them run, use it. Use them. So, Coach, he ain't smart enough like that. And maybe it's easier. Maybe I watched too much football over the years. And being a couch coach watching it all. But it's just common sense right there. Some coaches don't have it. And I'm sorry, but yeah, I make them use timeouts there in that spot. And the situation is going to be different right there. But you know what? We're gonna put it in up. We're gonna put the football up in danger. We're not gonna make plays, and we're gonna make. And Utah's gonna continue to build that momentum. It's just like everything just snowballed real fast. An avalanche happened to K-State. That's what happened on Saturday, early evening. The crowd was all in the game and all that other stuff. It's like we're in trouble, folks. It's like at that moment, Tom's like, "This doesn't feel good. It does not feel good." And truth be told, right there, Utah went on that run late. And then K-State did not have an answer. And then Utah Utes finished off the comeback right there. Scored late. And then, of course, the pick right there by Avery Johnson there. Trying to make things happen there with less than a minute to go in the game. And, yep, here we are Monday. Here we are, overcast Monday morning, staring at a 5-6 K-State football team after a 51-47 loss. It was just a bad sports day for K-State across the board, obviously. The Green Bay episode is now up. Or came out last night, so this reaction will come out tonight, and so be on the lookout for that as well. I still need to get the volleyball Houston victory up as well, so we'll get y'all squared away on the Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports, which you get wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, and then some there as well. The Podbean app. We're going live after the Indiana game, K-State men's basketball at Indiana tomorrow night. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast. For more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats right there. Myself and Oz, the return of Alex Aiden a couple days before Thanksgiving. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, we got one more game left of football. Men's and women's basketball is in full swing. Women's basketball had a tough loss at Green Bay. Talked about that in the latest postcast, so make sure you download that and listen to that if you missed out on the Green Bay game early on Saturday afternoon. Women's volleyball going to be finishing up here. Cross-country women's tennis teams finished up a couple weeks ago. Women's soccer team finished now, like a month and a half ago. So, and of course, coming up soon, track and field. Baseball will be around the corner pretty soon. Yep, so we got you covered here on this K-State, this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. Utah, 12th-ranked Utah, 51. Kansas State, 47. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. You have been listening to another reaction edition of the Pearl Project podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.